AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward.
Always ABC streaming on the News, Civic Media
I'm
app.
Andy Field. Survival stories from Maui, a mother and daughter trying to escape the path of a wildfire, but the mom had trouble walking. So Benny Meineke carried the mom on his back to the ocean where they stayed for more than 8 hours as the fires burned.
So we're trying to hold on. Some people are floating away. I'm having to go grab them and put them back where we were. It was just a true nightmare.
An American Red Cross official calling the wildfire response a mass fatality. Los Angeles Police, the County Sheriff's Office, Burbank and Glendale Police creating a task force. They're trying to combat smash-and-grab flash mob robberies that have targeted retailers.
These are not victimless crimes, especially in the case where Angelenos are attacked through force or fear.
Mayor Karen Bass, ex-wife of Microsoft executive Jared Bridegain, has been indicted for first-degree murder. He was shot to death last year. The capital of Colombia rocked by a strong earthquake. This is ABC News. It's not just Hawaii coping with a series of wildfires.
Emergency teams doing what they can to try to get a grip on an out-of-control wildfire on the north side of the Spanish Canary island of Tenerife, which has seen some 6,400 acres destroyed so far. It's forced the evacuation of hundreds. Efforts as well are being employed to move livestock out of harm's way. In addition to the firefighters, members of the Spanish Army have been drafted in to help. The blaze is centered on a craggy mountainous area, which is challenging to combat. Tom Rivers, ABC News, the Foreign Desk.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission says more than a million dehumidifiers are under recall following reports of nearly two dozen fires. They're sold under the brands Kenmore, GE, Seoul US Air, Norpol, and Seabreeze. U.S. has imposed sanctions and visa restrictions on four Russian government operatives allegedly connected to the 2020 poisoning of Alexei Navalny. Andy Field, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. Canadian wildfire smoke is once again triggering a statewide air quality advisory, which will last through Monday at 6 a.m. Wildfires north of the border have caused several air quality alerts this summer. Earlier this year, air quality was the worst it's been in over a decade, with a late June stretch causing the air quality in Wisconsin to drop to the worst in the world for a couple of days. Officials say to limit time spent outdoors, especially children and people with health conditions, when air quality is on. Healthy. A national trucking company that recently filed for bankruptcy is making layoffs in Wisconsin. Yellow Corporation said 46 employees in Toma and 9 more in Eau Claire will lose their jobs as the company deals with its financial issues. Other Wisconsin locations are impacted as well, with Nina laying off 86 employees. 261 employees are being laid off in the state of Wisconsin, according to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. The company has 22,000 employees nationwide. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I die young, ride my mother, tell her that I love her, but my soul.
What is up, Wisconsin? You're listening to Raised in Wisco on 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, the Shaw, and rebroadcast throughout the state on your Civic radio stations. I mean, Danielle, we're on like 13 stations throughout the state right now.
Yep. Most of Wisconsin's listening.
I mean, Anastasia from behind the booth.
Yes. Hello.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy.
If you think about it. I was up north. I was in Clam Lake, Wisconsin the last couple of days, and someone approached me and said, I love listening to your show. And I said, what are you talking about?
Okay, I'm raising my hand.
Yes.
Dan. Where in the world is Clam Lake or Carmen, San Diego?
Clam Lake is up north, Wisconsin.
Up north, eh?
When you,
where is up north? Because to me, up north is like... Even Danielle. Fond du Lac is up north.
I know, but they up north has a different view as to what up north is than we have up north. When I was little, we would go to my grandparents' house and they'd say it's up north. Mm-hmm. It was in Plymouth. That was like an hour away. That's not up north.
No.
So if you're coming from the border of Canada, we were up by Leech Lake with the Foul Life. Chad Belding and I were over this weekend with Benelli. Selling Benelli shotguns. It was awesome. It was so cool. And I drove back through Duluth. If you come back through Duluth, right under Lake Superior there, and you cross over into Wisconsin, Clam Lake's about 30 minutes into Wisconsin.
Oh, so you're up north.
Like, have you noticed? Have you noticed that lately there has been this, like, fall in the air just ever so slightly?
That, I'm wearing my cardigan, that's why.
Yeah, that's a little wacky because it's still like 75 degrees out and I was still sweating today. But that doesn't surprise me that you're wearing a cardigan. For some reason, you're cold more often than
I am not cold.
I have a lot more fat.
I am not
that's
cold.
The problem.
You're not fat.
You're wearing the cardigan for fashion?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, 1987 called. They want their cardigan back,
I guess. The softest thing ever. Leave me alone.
So when we get to like this point, and we have such awesome guests we're going to get to today because they are here to talk about the thing that gets in my blood and makes it surge and makes my hair stand on end. Food for sure, but you start to smell it and feel it in your veins that waterfowl season's coming. We are within about two weeks of the goose opener.
We
September
are.
1st.
I'm very thrilled
it's
for it.
It's on a Friday for all of my bosses out there and clients. I will definitely be working Friday, September 1st, after we get a goose limit.
Why are you winking? Okay.
Because you can't see winking on radio, so thanks a lot. But so I get all jazzed up, and I start making pot pies. So I made wild turkey pot pies from the turkeys that I got this spring. And I have to tell the story because this is a fascinating story. I don't know if I may have briefly told it before, but I was going around scouting about 5-6 years ago or so, and I met some farmers, Daryl and Tammy Payne, and they were just the sweetest people, very welcoming. I ended up having conversations. Tammy Payne found her birth mother. It was just, they're a fascinating family. And I go, and so they had allowed me to hunt a couple times. I was very blessed to be able to do that. And I knew, and I grew as friends of theirs. You know, this is one of the things we talk about with scouting. You get to learn how farmers' lives work. You get to learn how the important things to them. And that makes you a much more appreciative user of the resource because you see what they go through, how hard the farmers in Wisconsin work. And I developed this friendship. So I show up at their house one day just to shoot the bologna or bring a pot pie or say hi or say thank you. Tammy Payne comes out and she says, look at this picture. Have I told you this story
yet? You have.
It's so crazy. I ends up... My dad is on the picture. Her husband's grandmother was sisters to my grandfather.
Yeah, so out of all lands.
Out of all the people in the world, I end up, you know, friends with them, and I had some hunting experiences. And so now I'm just like, hey, cuz, what's up? What's up, cuz, when I go see them. And they're just the sweetest people, and we're literally blood related.
Yep.
So my one daughter, who is not engaged yet.
I cannot wait to talk about that.
Can't date their sons.
Oh, gosh. So, that's exactly what everyone was thinking.
That was going to work out or not in the first place, but now it's not possible because we're blood related. That's a twist, isn't it?
That is a twist. That is a fantastic thing, though.
I mean, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, for those people who are kind of afraid to go and scout and knock on doors, yes, you're going to get the occasional no. You're going to get frustrated from time to time. Mm-hmm. But the friends you make and the people you make and the way you advance life experiences is really something else. And I'm going to tell you what another really cool thing about how this show is growing and folks around the state are starting to follow it. I get a call today from a guy named Cody, and out of the blue, he's at the Waukesha Farmers Market, and he's talking to somebody about raised in Wisco, and he works for Reaction Tackle. Now, this is a tackle company out of Beaver Dam.
Wait, was he at a booth at the... Was he just walking around, or was he at a booth?
You know what? I didn't ask him.
Oh.
I don't even know. I think he was just there.
Oh.
And you know, WAUK had a booth there, and he started talking to Johnny Watermelon about it. So this tackle company, Reaction Tackle, started in 2016. They were making these jigs and swim baits out of a garage. And now they're like this company. And so
that's how the wonderful companies start, though, is out of the garage in the basement. And all of a sudden they bloom.
How fantastic. And they have awesome prices on their jigs. And we have to have him on the show. I mean, what?
That'd be fantastic.
How great would this be?
I need some new fishing techniques.
Yeah, absolutely. And you teased me before that I don't fish anymore because I do have such a vivid passion for hunting. But, I mean, we've got to have the Reaction Tackle guys on the show and talk to them. I mean, when you really don't have to look far in the state of Wisconsin to find fascinating stories, great businesses that have started up that influence the outdoor industry.
And everybody has one thing in common. We all love the outdoors.
Yeah,
we outdoors all love is the for outdoors. Everybody, even non-hunters, even Anastasia. You know, she's not out there hunting like us, but
no,
there's still connections that we still have with her and her family. Like, they hunt.
Oh, of course.
Used to hunt. Even those people hunt.
I never said that. Look, the state of Wisconsin's got so much to offer everybody. Mm-hmm. Hunter, non-hunter, fisher, or angler, non-angler, outdoors person, hiking, kayaking. In fact, there are a couple things I do want to talk to you.
Dun, dun, dun.
So here we go. Here it comes. Get ready for it. Sean Gibbons is here. He's very involved in the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo coming up. And Todd Schaller is here. Not only is he involved in the Waterfowl Hunters Expo, he's a huge part of the WWA. And wait for it.
Holding.
He's part of the men and women in brown. Those people that are whispered in the dark of night.
Gray.
Gray. Well, other states must have brown or tan. The wardens. Todd Schaller spent years as a warden. Folks, I'm going to tell
gray.
Now, in gray. I'm going to tell you this. And Danielle, I know you're going to agree with me on this. And Todd, you're going to have your time. There are many people who go in the fields and waters and woods of Wisconsin, and their biggest fear is to not come across a warden. What? Danielle, that look on your face. Say it. Don't think it. Say it. This is radio.
Don't spray it.
We can't even see your expression.
I had the best experience with the warden. Yeah. Somebody has actually said it. I had the best experience. You know why? Because I had to correct him. I'm like, nope, you're doing it wrong.
Whoa, how did that go?
Okay, so this is, I was in North Dakota, and it was snowing.
Okay,
it was the complete whiteout.
Let's be clear, Todd. This was not under your jurisdiction.
His name was Todd. No, I'm kidding.
This was not under Todd's jurisdiction. This was North Dakota.
So it was North Dakota. It was the complete whiteout. It was just an out-of-nowhere snowstorm. And I have my Browning Maxis, love my gun, but it gets jammed every once in a while.
That's because it's not a Benelli.
No, Lordy-do. And so it's completely jammed, and I see a warden. He's just chilling, and he finally comes up to us because I'm walking back to check on Bannon because it was too cold for him, so I left him in the truck. And I'm like, he's like, oh, coming up to me. He's like, is your gun loaded? I'm like, yeah, it actually is. It's jammed. I can't get it. And so he grabs the gun. I'm like, can you help me? And he starts doing it. I'm like, hey, can you not point that towards me, please? He's like, oh, yeah. And he's like, well, this is really jammed. And he starts, like, banging it on the bed of the truck. I'm like, what are you doing? Can you not?
Well, I don't even really know how to respond to that, and I'm not going to make Todd, since he's never dealt with the South Dakota, North Dakota warden.
I'm just laughing. I'm like, hey, can you not do this? I'm like, would you like some goose or some duck or anything like that? But can you not shoot me? Thank
well,
you.
Needless to say, he probably did not give you a citation of any kind.
Oh, no. He said I was very friendly. He loves when more scouts and people come out there.
Good. Well, we do have a certain reputation. And I want to say for those, you know, anyone in law enforcement, first of all, wardens are not only the most potentially threatened versions of law enforcement, they are the ones who deal with the most dangerous, potentially violent situations because many of the people they approach have got firearms on them and very often loaded at the time. So any of the preconceptions of police and wardens, you know, oh, I don't want them. They're just trying to give a ticket. They're not trying to give a ticket. I want to say, while Todd Schaller was chief warden, and in many cases it has continued since he was chief warden, and his attitude is exactly what the people who are out in the field and on the waters of Wisconsin want. Todd is an incredibly reasoned guy. I've known him for the better part of two decades now, and I'm just thrilled because, number one, he will answer the tough questions. Number two, he's got incredible insight. And number three, most important to me, he's a serious waterfowl hunter.
Oh, boy. So I got a question within that question. So when you say the tough questions, what are the tough questions?
Well, you know, our warden's coming into the field and to give a ticket, or in a scenario where it's a gray line, do they automatically cite or do they give someone the benefit of the doubt? I mean, those are some of the things people want to hear answers to. And I think the better relationships we create with the men and women who are enforcing the laws, because a misperception by many is that so many people who are in the field are out there to poach or out there to bend the rules. And the vast, vast majority, 95, 99% of the people who are going into the woods are doing their very best to do their very best.
Yes.
They are not trying to bend any rules. And I think the very best in law enforcement certainly understands that and utilizes their own. They're given a lot of leeway in their judgment.
Are you?
Timothy Holt is on the line. We're going to get to him as soon as we come back for the break. We got 1 minute left. Sean Gibbons, I'm really glad you're here. Thank you for coming.
Very excited.
Todd Schaller, it's always a pleasure to have you on. You're sitting there saying, yeah, this is great. I haven't even had to talk yet.
How are you doing?
Ready for the season?
I am, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it like everybody else. Like you say, 14 days away or something like that.
You chase those long tails. That's something that gets me nervous.
Yeah, I like the big water. That's my interest. So although I do teal, I do early goose. So I got to wait for the big water until middle of October. So I take
Perfect.
Advantage of the early seasons.
Woo!
That's awesome. All right, we got our first break. When we come back, well, did we lose our caller, Anastasia? We lost the caller. We'll be right back on Raised in Wisco.
You You've heard the word a lot lately, but what does it mean to be arraigned? The Department of Justice describes it as the first court appearance for someone facing criminal charges. A judge reads those charges, then the accused enters a plea. At the end of an arraignment, a trial date is set, along with bond. And depending on the severity of the charges, the judge can add conditions to take away the defendant's weapons or passport before being released. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Hey,
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 49. Winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 79. Lows dip down to about 63. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday with daytime highs approaching 90. 86 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 68.
This summer, Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show, WLAK.
That's me and Danielle Fairman. That's you.
That's me. This song reminds me of the show Friends.
Okay, it reminds you of the show Friends, but it was not the theme song to the show Friends. It was, however, the theme song to a very popular number one television drama sitcom from the 90s. Can Todd Schaller, can you name it?
Dun, dun.
I cannot.
Sean, can you name it?
No.
No? Party of Five.
Okay.
It was actually the song Party of the show Party of Five, which kind of had some Friend-esque qualities to it. We went into the break talking about how awesome it is to be coming up on fall here. We're just within 2 weeks of waterfowl hunting in the state of Wisconsin. Todd Schaller, former chief warden, serious waterfowl hunter. I mean, what makes a guy like you, who's had an entire career in law enforcement, not only law enforcement, but the highest level of law enforcement, leave that and then in your retirement dive into something like waterfowl?
Well, I didn't dive. I've always been into waterfowl. So it was just basically kind of continuing that and having in retirement, having more time to do it. But that diving helps. Into it from an expo perspective, we'll talk about the expo.
Let's talk about the expo. It's coming up next week.
And the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association, it was my opportunity in retirement to stay engaged in natural resources, something I'm committed to, always will be, but do it on a volunteer basis and have more time for chasing teal and geese and ducks on Green Bay.
Do you think you have a – okay, here's a question. Here's a question that eats at me. Now, in your capacity, you work with the Waterfowl Association, you're working on the Waterfowl Hunters Expo, you run into tons of people who are avid waterfowl hunters. Do you ever get them around you and they're talking to you about how great waterfowl hunting is and then they start bagging on the wardens?
No, actually, I haven't.
I never thought about that.
That hasn't happened. And I don't typically, I try to, I, I don't identify what my past was.
Right, right.
Because that's really not important when I'm talking to people. But I guess maybe knock on wood that hasn't happened, but I'm sure someday it will.
You know, I think, am I wrong to think that the culture has changed and is changing between law enforcement in general and the people who utilize the outdoors? I feel like we've really worked on the education of understanding that asking a question on the front end is much better than not knowing and potentially doing something wrong.
I agree. I think it has changed. I think it's really become more of a team concept.
Right.
We're
right,
all
right.
We're all on the same team. You know, law enforcement in the natural resource field, wardens and hunters and anglers and park users and hikers and bikers, we're all on the same team. You know, we're really there to make the resource better, to make it safe. And asking on the front end versus running into a problem on the back end is a great way to do that. And I think wardens are always appreciative when people do that and try to find ways to create that energy.
Yes, and I think there's a difference between law enforcement officers who work for a municipality. They got a tough job, okay? A lot of times they got a really tough job. But they're covering everything from traffic stops to criminal offenses to bar fights to domestic calls to drug use. And so you become a police officer in many cases, I think, because you literally want to contribute to the betterment of society and law enforcement. And we live in a community and a country of laws, and, mm-hmm. and those being followed is important. I think... Even though I think one of the quirks or one of the interesting things about being a warden is that I truly believe the vast majority of people who go into police work as a warden is because they share that love for the outdoors. And that's kind of where they're directed to. And I think the more that we can emphasize and understand that there's much more in common with everybody who's utilizing the resource and those who are enforcing the utilization of the resource because they love the resource.
You're right on. I think that's why wardens get into that type of work, because that's their love, that's their passion. I think another big difference is law enforcement, traditional law enforcement, they seem to be going from call to call to call. So they, a lot of their interactions with the public are a traffic stop or a domestic, you know, a negative, and
right.
starts off on a negative side of things.
Right,
as a
right.
warden.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah. As a warden, I mean, I could check 100 different people fishing or duck hunting or deer hunting. And there wasn't a violation. I'm just checking their license. Their guns are good. Their shells are good. Their bag limits are good. We both we talk about how they had a good outing or a bad outing mm-hmm. or where the fish are biting or where the ducks are flying, and you walk away. And there's not one negative side of that. And that's the thing that I really like to do as a conservationist.
I wish I could like participate in this conversation more, but I have no negative outlook towards the police officers or wardens, because I've never had a bad experience.
Yeah, I can't.
Because I feel like if you do right, I know it's so easy for me to say, but if you do right, you feel like you're completely obeying the law. Why are you nervous? Yeah, I'm going to go up to a warden or a warden comes up to me. I'm like, hey, how's it going? I'm going to treat you just like a friend because I don't know how else to treat you.
Yeah.
But it's I don't understand the whole negative outlook towards wardens, because everyone's like, oh, there's a warden behind every single tree. Well, why are you so sketched out about it? Like, why are you sketched out?
If you're not doing anything wrong, you shouldn't care if there's
exactly.
a warden behind every tree.
And I'd be like,
secondly,
where?
There's chance there's a warden behind every tree, because they are way too thin to begin with. And I'm going to tell you from, and I think this is, I'm also 52 years old, so I'm substantially older than you, Danielle, but I will tell you, I have had negative experiences. I had a very specific experience that was broadcast statewide.
With a warden or a police officer?
With a warden.
Oh.
When I shot two turkeys with one shot and called myself in and was told one thing, and then because of some potential political realities and the job I held at the time, was treated maybe differently than someone else would have been treated in that scenario. But what I will say is it has not changed the attitude of what I would do in the future. If you make a mistake, there are wardens out there that honesty will rue the day for sure. Yep. And I've even had scenarios while I was in that position where I have shared with warden certain information to ask them what's the right thing to do.
Yep.
And 99% of the time, you're going to get an honest answer that comes to a resolution that's going to be satisfactory to everybody. And that's how fast the show goes. When we come back, we're going to talk to Sean Gibbons. He's actually
Hello.
Here, too. And we're going to focus on the Wisconsin Waterfowl Expo. We'll be right back.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. 10 current and former Northern California police officers now facing charges as part of a corruption investigation.
The arrest warrants were served today across the Bay Area, as well as in Hawaii and Texas. More than 100 FBI personnel participated.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Robert Tripp saying the arrests were the result of a two-year investigation. Members of the Fulton County Grand Jury voting to indict former President Trump now facing threats after their personal information began circulating online. Just how intense were those wildfires on Maui? Lanny Williams says she was trying to escape a wildfire with her mother, but her mom could not walk that fast. She says a complete stranger saw them, carried her mom into the ocean for safety.
I just kept thinking to myself, like, this is a young, you know, healthy guy that he could have just left. He could have swam around to safety, but he didn't.
This is ABC News.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. Canadian wildfire smoke is once again triggering a statewide air quality advisory, which will last through Monday at 6 a.m. Wildfires north of the border have caused several air quality alerts this summer. Earlier this year, air quality was the worst it's been in over a decade, with a late June stretch causing the air quality in Wisconsin to drop to the worst in the world for a couple of days. Officials say to limit time spent outdoors, especially children and people with health conditions, when air quality is unhealthy. A national trucking company that recently filed for bankruptcy is making layoffs in Wisconsin. Yellow Corporation said 46 employees in Toma and 9 more in Eau Claire will lose their jobs as the company deals with its financial issues. Other Wisconsin locations are impacted as well, with Nina laying off 86 employees. 261 employees are being laid off in the state of Wisconsin, according to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. The company has 22,000 employees nationwide. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Joel, who is this singing?
You know,
oh, man. Welcome back to Race in Wisco. I'm your co-host, Danielle Fairman, alongside Joel Clayfish, alongside the artist of this song, Joel Clayfish.
Nobody can say that I'm not afraid to make fun of myself or laugh at myself. Life is far too short not to laugh at yourself.
It is definitely true.
It's not a horrible song.
No, it was Kill It, Clean It, Cook It's
song.
Yep, and for years.
You were in that. You were in the video.
I was.
Turkey hunting with me, I think?
It was. It was our turkey hunting where you called it from a hole like 2 football fields away.
That's right. I believe. We called it in.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Speaking of calling it in, give us a call at 844-967.
We got someone on the line. John Kellogg. John, are you here? Is John here? Is John ready to go, Anastasia? John?
Give me a second. I'm screening a caller.
Oh, all right.
Look at us go. Well, give us a call at 844.
This show is very fancy.
967-2789.
We screen callers on this show, which sometimes.
That caller is available if you want to take him, yes.
All right. We can take him.
Why did you say it? Like...
Sure. Should I be afraid?
Yeah.
No, I'm just dating him. That's the only problem.
Oh, wow. Then we really want to take him. John, you're dating. So Anastasia, our producer, is dating the caller. John, welcome to the show.
No way. I'm so excited for this.
What can we do for you, John?
What do you need?
Well, I was just going to. Hi. Nice to talk to you guys and the game warden. I was just going to suggest that Anastasia, your producer, play the Friends theme song. just to mess with you a little bit. By the Rembrandts, just to see, but she's kind of pulled the double reverse jiu-jitsu card on me and just put me right on the air so she doesn't have to deal with my suggestions.
Well, I'm going to do one better than she does. First of all, she did pull the double reverse jiu-jitsu card, I think you called it, but she is in there and her face is like 7 shades of red right now.
You can
now.
All see it on Facebook
so
Live
on
right
Facebook
now.
Live, you can see it. But John, I would like to extend an invitation for you to personally come on in the studio.
I second that.
And I'm going to tell you something. I come from a perspective of a very, very fresh perspective of approval of boyfriends right now.
Oh, do you?
Well, I do. Because...
I cannot wait to talk about this. Do not ruin my. I'm going to
okay,
talk
go
about
ahead.
It.
Go
well,
ahead.
We got to finish talking with John.
Go ahead. So, John, yes.
Right?
So, okay.
No, I think that's a good idea. That would be like the triple reverse jiu-jitsu card.
K-O.
And if I could say that without stumbling over my words, I would use it in future conversations. Danielle, what are you talking about?
I want to talk about the wonderful epic proposal of your daughter.
Ella Rose.
I want to pull the girl card, and I cannot wait to talk about this. So, everybody in the world knows about this, so I'm going to tell you guys, just in case you haven't. So, Ella Rose is this... I don't know much about actress, but she's a phenomenal actress, right? Fantastic. Everything about her is wonderful.
Great singer.
And so she's doing Cinderella. And I believe on the Sunday night, the closing night,
they do
like I'm going to call it a closing song. I don't really know.
A curtain call.
And they were singing a song, and then all of a sudden, her boyfriend...
Who played Prince Charming,
stopped and started talking to the whole entire crowd about how amazing she is and how she put her heart and soul into this show. And started saying 2 years ago how he prayed to God that he would find someone that's all into everything that he's into. Turns around and says, I found her. And then Ella starts crying, and then I start crying, even though I'm on screen. And then he grabs the ring out of his pocket, kneels down in front of everybody, Prince Charming proposing to Cinderella. Like, the actual love story fairy tale.
Yeah. And People Magazine covered
People
it
Magazine.
Even, and the Journal Sentinel and the State Journal. And
dreams.
Some...
Goals.
It was pretty cool. I have to be honest with you, nobody deserves it better than Ella and Gabe. They're just two really good kids, and I think it's by some miracle they found each other because they're both really into theater and singing and opera and music. Yeah. Like, they go on dates to museums and high tea. I mean, how do you find somebody like that? They're perfect for each other, and we're super excited to welcome Gabe into our family. No doubt, he's just a great kid. And my daughter goes back to school at Baylor on Saturday,
aww.
So my heart is breaking when she leaves. However, I know the house will be a little cleaner. Sorry, Ella Rose, if you're listening, but my goodness, having you two, you and your sister, tear up the joint. But I love ya.
That's adorable.
Oh, it's adorable.
All right, now let's go back into hunting.
Back to my proposal.
Oh.
I would like to take you up, Todd Schaller, on actually fishing for longtails this year. I think I've gotten
Hunting for longtails.
I think I've gotten myself to that point. But Sean Gibbons, the poor guy's been sitting here listening to us yammer on. Sean, I want to know when you started to get into waterfowl hunting, why you have this driving passion for it, and all the work that you do for the Waterfowl Hunters Expo, which is just a week away.
Sure, yeah. So thanks for having me on the show as well. I've been waterfowl hunting probably like Todd, almost all my life.
You're an icon. I mean, if you mention
well,
your name,
here we go.
I'm not saying you're old, but you're like an old. Oh, you're not old. But you're right. I mean,
right.
We're probably about the same age, but people. I mean, your name is synonymous with waterfowl hunting in the state of Wisconsin. That's fair.
Yeah, and love to do it not only here but nationwide. So we got a place over on the Mississippi River. You know, Todd's on the one side of the state. I'm on the other side. Everyone here is pool nine. You know, I'm like 5 minutes away from the launch. We're very blessed to be able to hunt over there. We go up pool 8, 9, 10.
What are you talking about?
Pools. The pools on the Mississippi River.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh,
they're called not
pools.
A clue.
See, this is
they're
the most beautiful
pools.
Thing about it. Right? The Mississippi is the most hidden gem. In Wisconsin.
There you go.
Everybody knows you talk about Wisconsin. You're like, Door County.
Yep.
Right? I know
sure
Door
do.
County, right?
Because
I
Sean
know
just
Rhinelander.
Gave away the secret. He gave it away.
I did. I just
gave away the secret.
It's killing
That's
me.
Okay, because now I want to. I was thinking either A, shooting pool, or
I
like.
I want to go to pool, man.
I want to go to.
What's there? I don't know.
Can we shoot darts? Is,
but I want to go
Sean
there.
Sean said it's a gem. So we do a lot of hunting there. Been hunting that for 20-30 years. Fantastic. And it's just getting better. It literally is.
Isn't that the greatest thing? The flyway's changing in a way that we're
windmills.
Seeing more waterfowl here
right.
than we ever
right.
have.
Like, and we're seeing it even at the water levels are changing, right? They've been very high for about 5, 6, 7 years over there. Now they're kind of down, and the wild rice is coming back. Just phenomenal.
Awesome.
Just absolutely phenomenal.
I can see you getting excited about it.
Right, so the cans are just stupid. The mallards are just crazy over there.
Oh, I love it.
We're very blessed. In same time frame, you know, late October, all of November is our sweet spot in that space, as long as we don't get iced out.
How did we get lucky enough to have you? I mean, honestly, how did we get lucky enough to have somebody like, you know, the former chief warden and somebody like you get involved with the Waterfowl Hunters Expo? How are we lucky enough that you guys devote your time volunteering and working for these causes? How did that happen?
You know, it all starts out with a network of friends, you know, and somebody reaches out and says, hey, we got this thing going. You want to be a part of it. And it's the same thing. So Wisconsin is such a rich heritage in waterfowl, which a lot of us don't think. You always think waterfowl, Arkansas,
yep.
Texas. Right? We sell 70,000 licenses a year. We're ranked in number third or fourth in the nation of waterfowl.
What is number one?
More geese per capita than any other state.
Yeah, right. It's phenomenal that we have this deep of heritage in here. And outside of all the small entrepreneur businesses that are launched out of the state. And it's not just waterfowl, it's archery as well. So we love hunting, right? And I also, as you just said, we're getting older. So now we're aging through that process of giving back. And we love doing that part. So with the expo, you know, my role is promotion of the expo. Make everybody aware it's out there on any way that we can. And primarily anymore, it's all digital marketing, social media. Right, podcasts,
radio shows.
Yep, we're doing interviews, we're doing flyers, we're popping things out to your phone. Any way we can, we want to get people out there. And the show or the expo, we're on our third year. We're growing exponentially,
which is just crazy.
Yeah, right?
How many people are coming already?
It is. Last year we were like 130 vendors. This year we're going to topple off 150,
That's
160.
Crazy.
Our attendance, you know, first year we kicked it off, we hit about 300. Last year about 400. We're projecting over 3,000, 4,000, and now we're going to hit up to 5,000 to 6,000.
I don't doubt it at all.
We've had to double our space up in the expo at Sunnyview to accommodate the growth as well. Thank goodness they've been able to. We've got an the youth zone is blowing up this year. We're all about trying to bring the young people back into it.
That's what it's
so
for.
So we've got shooting events, try before you buy type of things with shotguns. We've got a whole shooting venue that's there.
Wow.
The presentation stages are loaded up with formal science educational pieces. This year, Danielle, you're going to be part of it as well with the woman's panel.
Yep. I'm very excited about that. Yes. Five of us.
Yep.
Yeah. So tell us what
Connie.
That's going to be. What's that going to be like?
Well, Connie Markham is going to be hosting it. She's got five panelists, and all the ladies are passionate within not only waterfowl, but also hunting. And the concept is to have the conversation drive towards letting people know just how important it is to have the ladies in the sport and their challenges of getting in the sport, because it is. Mm-hmm. We also want to help, get the families involved. And they're our main lever towards that. So
getting the families involved does include the mothers, bringing the mothers and the fathers, and then the children will come. It's a whole
and
family
daughters.
Experience.
I'll tell you what, as far as like new hunters, new young hunters, well, first of all, I want to say, as numbers are going down, numbers of new hunters are still slightly on the decline nationwide. However, in Wisconsin, numbers of waterfowl hunters are going up. So I think, and if you're a waterfowl hunter, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you're a waterfowl hunter or a turkey hunter, you're going to eventually be another hunter too.
Oh, yeah.
You get a passion for one type of hunting, and then it sparks in your brain trying a different type of hunting, whether that be big game, whether that be small game, rabbit hunting. Hunting begets hunting. And as we're seeing that grow, I think what you're talking about is capturing that and growing it. And I think there is nothing better to do that than the Waterfowl Hunters Expo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so what are you looking forward to the most in that, Sean?
You know, I'll be honest. I
think the one of the main sponsors is pretty cool.
Joel. Who is that, Joel?
Right. Joel Clayfish.
Joel Clayfish, who's going to be cooking and handing out, and I figured out what I'm going to hand out this year. But go ahead. What are you looking forward to most?
So I got to say, last year you did your presentation late in the day, which is the last presentation of the day. It's a tough venue, and he nailed it.
Of course he did.
The room
was
solid. And he fed the crowd.
Yeah.
So the speak wasn't like, hey, this is how you do it and how you make it. It's like, here it is, eat it, and let me tell you, because you're going to love it so much, how to smash it. So thank you for coming back again.
I'm
truly excited about having
you
back.
Make, next year, you should make smash burgers.
Right, and the whole crew with it.
Yes, we're going to have a crew of...
We're having a meet. You're sponsoring the meat call contest this year?
Yes, the meat calling contest is sponsored by Jargon. Well, we kind of made that up pulled that out of our sleeve. So bear with us, because we don't really know how it's going to go. What I will tell you is, though, Jargon sent the prizes the other day. We're going to have acrylic... Brand new acrylic Jargon goose and duck calls for the prizes. We've got provider brand spices, rubs, and sauces for the prizes. And we're going to have some Fowl Life and Banded gear for the prizes. So that's going to be sign up at the event.
Right, right. We don't
have a
pre-sign
up. And no age category, no pre-sign up. It's just going to, we're going to be winging it.
And the concept behind a meat call, is field calling.
Right.
Right. It's not the competition, the true competition calling that's going to get you down to Stugger, which we are hosting this year, the State and Goose Contest.
That's so cool,
right? And
too.
And the winners go to Stugger.
Wow.
You guys host the actual state championship official goose and duck calling contest.
Yep.
It's at that event. You have to go to this event.
Yep. Even the carving, duck carving contest.
Yeah, that's so cool.
I'm excited for that one.
The specimens that they bring to the show are phenomenal. Mm. I mean, they're lifelike.
Oh,
phenomenal. And they have different categories, obvious working decoys, etc.
It's such an unbelievable talent.
So, I feel like we need to have amateur calling too.
Well, that's what field calling contest is.
But you told me that I couldn't do it because
I would never tell you that.
Like 2 weeks. You're like, are you sure you want to do that?
Oh my gosh.
No, you need to do that.
This is like a Trump indictment.
So now you're actually on the hook.
We're going to chase you down for this.
I would never
discourage you from doing it. This is an amateur calling contest.
Right.
If I was even any good, I'd enter. Oh, what fun we have on Raised in Wisco. One more segment left. Bear with us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 49. Winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 79. Lows dip down to about 63. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday with daytime highs approaching 90. 86 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 67.
This summer, Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
The honky-tonk near the counter line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman, former Chief Wharton, current massive supporter board member of the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association, Todd Schaller and Sean Gibbons, doing the fantastic promotions for the Waterfowl Hunters Expo, which is coming up, which is incredibly exciting. Make sure you go there. It's at the Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh. The Fowl Life is a main sponsor of the show. I'm going to be cooking. Danielle, should I reveal what I'm going to cook or should I keep it secret?
Well, I feel like we've talked about it before.
We did.
When you've been trying to decide for months, you've asked, should I do a pot pie or should I do...
Well, the votes have come back and the people I've been running into have said the wild goose pot pie.
Oh, absolutely. Every time I will say pot pie.
I'm going to make probably 5 wild goose pot pies, and those are just going to be for the audience to eat. So it's not like you're going to get a sample, but you'll get a good amount, because if you have 100 people there and you cut each pie up into 20 pieces... You know, that's a fairly decent-sized piece. Yeah. And then we'll show you how to make it, because when you eat this wild goose pot pie, I'm not joking. I made turkey pot pies today, and it's basically the same recipe, change the meat out. You can use any meat, domestic or wild, and it's going to turn out fantastic, and we'll give everybody a sample of it to try while we're there. Now, I want to say, if you haven't thought, we've talked before on this show about how amazing it is to hunt Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And how most people go to Hawaii and they sit on the beach and they don't even know you're allowed to hunt there. You get a hunting license in Hawaii. You can hunt any species and kill and harvest as many of it as you want. Axis
as
deer,
many?
Wild goats. Yeah, there is no limit. Bucks, axis deer bucks. You can hunt the Catalina goats, which they call Hawaiian ibex, which are fantastic. So I've got a friend there. His nickname is Toast. He's a very dear friend of mine. I've been following him. He is on the island of Maui, and he lives near Kula, which is one of the areas that was completely devastated by the fires, and Lahaina, which is an area that was devastated by the fires. And the really sad part of that is that Lahaina is kind of the historic old Maui, you know. And so there are artifacts in Maui, and there are historical artifacts and preservations in Maui that predate preservations in the United States, because the Hawaiian Islands are just very rich in history. And so our thoughts definitely go out to those folks. And Toast, my friend there, has literally stopped what he's doing in his life to give aid to the folks who live there, to give people a place to stay and give them food. It's a very bizarre scenario because there's essentially one road that goes around the island. So there were people literally inside of fire zones that had no way to get out, and they were airlifting them out. I don't think people on the mainland in the United States understand the severity and frightening life-changing events that are happening there. And I think when it's said and done, we're going to have more than 100 lost souls there. And so if you have any connection to Hawaii, or if you don't, please consider them in your prayers, because they're going to be rebuilding for years. And my hat's off to you, Toast. Make sure you stay safe in your rescue efforts. But, you know, this outdoor community, you know, steps up, and he's a real big hunter, and he helps with conservation efforts on the island there in Maui. But, you know, if you have any possible way to help out, those are our American brethren and sisters down there. Please, I do advise you to do it. I want to go back to Todd Schaller. How now you get out of this outstanding career in law enforcement and conservation, and you're a hunter, you're a fisherman, you love the outdoors. What possesses you to say, I'm going to give my time as a volunteer and work so hard on things like the Waterfowl Association and the Hunters Expo? Why? I mean, you've done your duty.
I think part of it, and John alluded to it, I think as you advance through the arc of hunting or natural resources, you know, you start out, it's all about pulling the trigger and probably, you know, piles of pictures.
Piles make smiles, right. They say.
But as you get older and more experienced, you start to realize and start to recognize that in order to keep it alive, pass it on, you need to maybe take a different step or a different role. And that role is really giving back. And that's what I've done. A lot of hunters get to that phase in their life and give back, similar to what I do. So I think it's part of the growth of a hunter, which is really neat. As you said, they're about giving back to their community, their hunting community.
Yeah. You know, something that is always curious to me, when you are a warden and when you're a chief warden, you are a quasi-political figure, okay? You are hired, so you're part of an administration which is run by either Democrats or Republicans, a very political structure above you. And yet you have never kind of been, you've never as a person succumbed to politics being a reason that you can enjoy the outdoors. When somebody comes to you and says, well, why should I hunt for my food? That is a view that there are some Americans and Wisconsinites who are very opposed to, okay? I've always said, when I hunt and harvest, that animal's been living free its whole life, and one day it gets whacked and ends up on my dinner table, versus a cow that's born to be raised in a scenario and killed to be eaten, right? Yep. Which I also have no problem with, and a great deal of respect for farming. But when someone's opposed to hunting just to be opposed to hunting, I do have an issue with it, because I think it's an incredibly ethical way to put food on the table. So how did you walk that line, and you know, what do you say to folks? What do you relate to folks when they pose those questions to you?
Well, I think hunting is a tradition. It's part of the United States foundation. I mean,
no question.
We've been hunters and gatherers before we were anything else, before we were
Before we had lines on states,
before we had reds and blues, we were hunters and gatherers. And so it's really just recognizing that and going back to that. And there's always going to be people who are going to be opposed to it. That's fine. That's fine. But I think at minimum, understand it, or at least try to understand it, and recognize that it's people feeding their families, going back to nature. It's more than just going out and shooting or killing. It's so much more than that. And I think until you actually experience that and live it and can talk about it, you're just missing it. And you really can't have a conversation around it without being part of it.
I think you just hit it on the head.
And we forgot to mention this, our loyal listeners, because I keep getting a text from friends that just now starting. So we have to say hi to Violet and Michelle.
Ah, so yes. We've got some new loyal listeners.
We have new loyal listeners, Violet and Michelle.
The Kennedy clan.
The Kennedy Violet clan. Sorry, I didn't want to like thank take it down, but listening. They're texting me and they're like, we love you guys so much. Oh, I was like,
I'm so glad they listened. They should come on into the show sometime and talk about what it's like to be new hunters. That's a perfect way. Todd Schaller, Sean Gibbons, thank you for joining us so much.
Thank you. So excited for the expo. Time,
and you hit it on the head. At the end of the day, I have left the blind with a sore stomach, and just because it wasn't for sitting up in the layout blind because we didn't kill anything, it's from been from laughing and enjoying friends while you're out there. Get out and enjoy the great state of Wisconsin and all it has to offer. Listen to us on WAUK. See you next time.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
ABC News.